We are learning Maseches Beya, Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, and we're beginning two lines from the top of Chafei Amud Aleph. We learned at the beginning of the parak that even though Oichel Nefesh is mutter to do malacha for on Yontif, you're allowed to do malacha for food on Yontif, but Seida, trapping the animal you want to eat, is also to do on Yontif. Another halacha we learned that even if the behemah is trapped already, it also has to be mezuman, it has to be muchan before Yontif. You have to plan on eating this animal, but if you don't plan on eating this animal, then it's a problem muksa. Someone plugs like a canal of water from before Yontif, and this therefore it's you're gonna make sure no fish are coming in on Yontif. And the next day he wakes up in the morning on Yontif and he finds fish. It's mutter because you assume the fish was here from before Yontif, and it's also since I plugged the hole. It's like I'm being mezamein, I'm preparing this fish for Yontif and saying, I want to eat this fish on Yontif. Amar Rav Chista, Medivri Rabbeinu Nilmad, we learn from our Rebbe, Rav, like Rashi explains, there were three Talmidim of Rav, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, and Rav Nachman. And Rav Chista says that I learned from my Rebbe, Rav's halacha, that he just told us that if you plug the canal, then the fish are considered mukhan. So you learn from there, Chaya Shekunda Bapardes in a Tricha Zimun. I think I can learn from here that if we have an animal, a deer, that gives birth in an orchard before Yomtiv, so then the halacha is it doesn't need a Zimun, because you see from here also, the fish don't need Zimun, this also does not need Zimun. Now you have to speak out, good, you took care of the problem of Zimun. What happened on both these cases, the problem of Tzeda, the problem of trapping? So the Kavanah Sanah speaks out regarding the fish, that there, some learn that it's a very small beaver, it's a very small pool, and therefore even by fish, it's considered trapped already if it's a small pool. Others learn that a small pool does not help, but here we're talking about, since you plugged up the water, there's very little water in this pool, and therefore it's not called seida. And regarding the chaya, it's possible why it's not seida, since it's a young animal, just was born, it can't run away, and therefore it's like nitzad vayimed, it's already like it's trapped. But Kapan Rav Chista wanted to mechadish him here that doesn't need zimun, just like by the fish it doesn't need zimun. This does not need zimun as well. That the chaya that gave birth in the paradise it also does not need zimun. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says to Rav Chista, you learn this from our Rebbe Rav. Nofal chaverim b'Rav Rivta. You are getting our chaverim means Rav Chista, who's my friend. We're both talmid marav. He got involved in some big machlokes over here. Got involved in a great thing that's really. It's not 100% correct. Some say, Ikad Amri, Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna. It wasn't Rav Chista who said this over. It was Rav Bar Rav Huna who said, Rabbeinu Nilma, you can learn that from Rav's words, that Chaya Shekinder Baparadis, that Chaya, they get birth in a paradise, and it's Richa Zimun. And that, Amar Rav Nachman, Nofel Bar Chaverim Rav Besal, the son of our friend, because Rav Huna was another Talmud of Rav. You have Rav Huna, Rav Chista, and Rav Nachman, and this is Rav Bar Rav Huna. So he's saying, the son of our friend got involved in something that's a big thing, which means, the Gemara is going to explain in a second, that it's not 100% true what you're saying. You are trying to learn out from the case of fish, that just like by the fish, you don't need a zimun, which means you don't have to specify and say, I'm going to eat this fish. It's enough just to plug up the water. So here also, it's enough that the chaya gave birth in the paradise. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a dinman. Also, I'm like ka'avad maisa. Hacha ka'avad maisa. The Gemara's timing is that it's not a dinman at all, the two things. Because when you plugged up the canal, there did a maisa to show that I want the fish tomorrow. So I'm sure I'm doing a maisa. But Sheinkein, by the paradise, he didn't do any maisa chana whatsoever. He didn't do anything to prepare to show that I want to eat from this tomorrow. So therefore, the loch is chenit zimun, and therefore it's not a raya from one rav to the salacha. That was the taina of Rav Nachman. So Zot Mara back, Baye zimun. Vatanya. The kash is like this, that and more than that. He's saying hacha kavazak ma'isa, and he's saying I'll even show it to you from a brisa. Like by Zimun, and Rav Nachman says first of all it's not a dimyan, and more than that, I'll show you. Rav Nachman says I'll show you that takanit zimun, that if a chaya it gives birth in a paradis, it is zimun. Like the brisa says meforish v'atanya, chaya shekindo v'paradis tricha uzamin, that if a chaya gives birth in a paradis, you have to mezamin it. And the brisa goes further with another halacha, a tzipor dvar, which is a small tzipor. That also in a case where you prepared it for achila, this case is when you did a zimun, the halacha is, it's not enough just to prepare it. Tzarech likshor b'knafei, you have to tie its wings together. Why? Because a tzipor dvar, like Rashi explains, is very small and it always looks the exact the same way like its mother. So you might get confused. You might prepare the child and then eat the mother, and that's not prepared. So therefore, you tie it with its wings. So it shouldn't get mixed up with its mother. These halachas are edus that he said over Shmai Vartalian. So Akaponim, you see, first of all, the kasha is that's not a dimyon to dogim. We dogim did a ma'isa. And more, we see first in a brisa that a chayash that gave birth in paradise taka needs a zimun. Needs a zimun. And he said doesn't need a zimun. So tiufta, it's taka kasha, tiufta on these matirim, either Rav Chista or Rav Barahuna wanted to learn that from Rav's words. That's mutter. From this brisa, it's a tiufta. Right, the Gemara kasha. Umi by a zimun. Do we taka need a zimun by a blood? I'll show you from a tesefta, not like that. By time with tesefta. Omrav Shimon bar Loza. We know we had before, machlekes beshame vesilal, about preparing birds before Yom Tov. According to vesilal, it's enough to prepare just with dibur ba'alma, just to say I'm going to eat those two birds. According to beshamai, it's in the first parak, you have to actually pick up the, you have to actually handle the birds, and this way preparing them for Yom Tov. And it's a sefta, the Mechlekes Beshame and Beis Hillel is a little bit different. There, the Beshame holds, and the way the sefta has it, until you tie it, and Beis Hillel says until you handle it. But Kaponim, there's definitely Mechlekes Beshame and Beis Hillel, how much you have to do with the birds to prepare it. So there it says in the Braisa, of Rav Shimon bar Loza, Shimon bar Loza says, Moedim Beshame and Beis Hillel, they both agree, you've prepared a pair of birds in the nest, and the next day, you found it in front of the nest. And we're talking about there were other birds and other nests nearby, and we're scared that the nests, the birds sitting in front of the nest are not the ones I prepared, it's the other ones. So they both agree that on Al Shazminam Sechakan, they both agree that if you prepared these birds halacha is that it's aser, because you're worried maybe it was the other birds. It's not the birds that appeared. Medvam amurim. This is only true that you have to be mezame and b'yoynei shayvech or b'yoynei aliyah. These are doves that are in the coops, the chicken coops, the dove coops. B'yoynei aliyah or from the upstairs. V'tziparim shekinu b'tvichim abiri or tziparim that nested on top of these high walls and the holes on top of the walls, on top of the towers. Because these, we add a zimun, they're not oimed la'achila. Avla avazim tamar garlim, but chicken and roosters that hang around, v'yoynei hadri sois, and doves hadri sois. So Rashi before, we didn't speak it out last year, Rashi before on daf chavdal, says two pshatim hadri sois. He says either it comes from the place called hadri sois, or it's al shem hordus. Hordus was the first one that grew these birds, that cultivated these type of birds. Al kaponim, it says in the brayse. So avazim tanagoyim v'yonei hadrusoyis v'chayash kinei b'paradis mutar menchik hazamin. Avazim tanagoyim v'yonei hadrusoyis and also chayash kinei b'paradis, a chay that nested in the paradis. It's mutar. You don't need zimun because they're considered ready to eat even without zimun. V'tzibur d'ror that you need zimun. Shrich lekasha v'vei. She tied wings. Kedish l'shchal v'im. Should get mixed up with its mother. And the price goes further, but remember that line that says Chaya Shekinah B'Paradis is Mutah, doesn't need Zimun, which should be a kash on what we say until now. But the price goes further and says that Sharon Vam Noam, these birds, they either tie the wings or you handle them. B'Boyrois or Abatim, if you found them in the Boyrois or in houses, V'Shichin V'Maros, or in different caves, Mutarim. The halach is that if you recognize it, then it's Mutah because they're prepared. But and you can take it out of the bar on Yom Tov or Vilanois. But if it's on the trees, Asurim. Even though you prepared it, you can't take it off a tree. Why not? Shema Yala Vietlash. Maybe to go up the tree and be Tailish a leaf on the tree, which is also to do on Yom Tov. So upon him, make sure it's not on a tree. These prepared birds. Vam Kusharim Vam Noam Alacha Now Cheshmishvat Alacha Vam Kusharim Vam Noam Bechol Mokem Asurim. If some other person finds a tied bird or a bird that was picked up by someone, the halacha is, it's aser for someone else to take it. Why? Mishum gezel, because it's considered gezel. Rashi speaks out, mishum gezel. He says, because when I handle it, I'm kaina behagba with hefka, I'm kaina behagba. The Bein Peretz says, doesn't like it so much, because he has a kasha. What happened over here? He saw someone picking it up? If he saw someone picking it up, what's the chiddush? It's partially that It's a pasuk that's gneva. I read you the lashon. It says, "Person can just keep it new, kana ba'agba." But also, let them some guys. Kasha, like kacha, marry the chazi. So what? The loy chazi. How does he know that he handled it? The bishlam mikushar makachazi. You see, it's tart. But this vimkain, if you see him, it's pasuk kana ba'agba. Therefore, the reparent answers are talking about your kana ba'habata. And Tais also says, "Try idea that the chiddush is that just by looking at it, the person who looks at it is kana just by looking at it." There's kind of from Hefker. Bakapanim, it's also Bisham Gezel. That's the Brisa says. Akapanim, what is even this Brisa? That the Chayesh Akinder Bepardes does not exist. And we just finished saying, Rav Nachman finished slugging up Rav Chista and slugging up Rav Avuna, saying, you said it doesn't need Zimun. We need Zimun. We had a Brisa that doesn't need Zimun. Now we have a Brisa that's not need Zimun. So Stira, two Brises. Rav Nachman, it's not Kasha, it's two Brises. Like Kasha. Ha Ba, Ha Ba'ima. One's talking about the mother, one's talking about the child. The child is mutu al zimun. Masha inkin, the mother is a problem. Why? Because it's a problem of tzeda. Since it can run away, therefore it's a problem of tzeda. Break the Gemara. If that's the case, ima b'zimun sagla, it's enough to be zamin. It says, it's rich lezamin. It's enough to do zimun, to appear it. Say the ma'isa, but you have to trap it first. So it can't be the chilek. Both brises are talking about the child. And one bride says it needs Zimun, one bride says it needs Zimun. What's the difference? Habiginas Mukhlir. One's talking about that this Gina is next to the city. So people there know that there's a Vlad with the Chaya. The Chaya had a Vlad. And then we can say, Daita Allah and Smuchan. Masha'inkin Ha, the bride says you have to Mazam and Begina Shah in a Smuchan. It's not close to the city, it's far from the city. And therefore, you have to do a Zimun. So Akaponim, what comes out is that Avadi Nidia Zimun for Chayesh Kinder Pardes, but that's only if it's far away. If it's close by, you know about it, and therefore does not need Zimun. I'd say, no, it's a small baby, so there's no problem of Seida on that. And in the Brisa, also the Sefer that said that Yoni Shevech, Yoni Aliyah, that also those things, a Masba is only a problem of Mezumin, not a problem of Seida. You have to also say, Miram speaks out to him about the small ones that didn't learned how to fly yet, so there's no Seder. Now, Taisa has a simple question. Once I say this Teretz, that there's a difference in a Gina smuchal ear and Gina that's further than the ear, so why were we so angry at Rav Chista, who said, Rav Rabbeinu Nilma, I learned from Rabbeinu, that just like the dog in my mutter, the chai is mutter. He said, what do you mean? He didn't do a maisa, and he said, he needs Zimun. That was the kasha. What do you mean? Maybe there's talking about smuchal ear. That's Taisa's kasha. Taisa's tema, Mal Mashal Elkin. Taisa's answer, that it's Amayra. And when it comes to Amar, it has to be clear. He's saying halacha. He's saying it's mutter about Zimun. You have to speak out clearly. I'm talking about a gina, a smuch al ear. A brisa doesn't have to be so clear, but Amar, the later generation, has to be very clear. If he wants to say that it's mutter dafka by smuch al ear because it doesn't need Zimun, then he has to speak it out. If he doesn't speak it out, that alone is a kasha. And it's mashma, he says it across the board. And therefore, you have a kasha that there is a brisa that's klar that you need Zimun. Echram is far from the ear, but he didn't speak it out. So it sounds like he's saying across the board, does not need Zimun. Zok the Mishnah. The halacha is allowed to shech the animal on Yom Tov, but that's only if you need meat. What happens if after you finished all the sudus on Yom Tov, you don't need meat anymore, you see your behemoth is about to die. And after the behemoth dies, there'll be a piece of novella, you're going to have a big loss. So you have a great idea. Let me shech it, and I'll have meat. I'll sell all the meat tomorrow, but you know, I'll shech the Yom Tov. So I say, you know what? I'll eat it. So halacha is that if you're for sure going to eat it, then it's mutter. Even if you eat one kazayis. And even if it's not enough time to cook it, because to cook it, you have to first salt it and then cook it. Takes a while. So maybe it's only an hour before the end of the Yom Tov. You don't have time. The chiddush is that since I could do it all day roasting, so if there's enough time for me to take a piece of meat, roast it, and eat it, then I'm allowed to do shechita even an hour before the end of the Yom Tov, and I'll salvage my animal. Dr. Mishnah inside. Behemah misakenes lo yishchit. You're not allowed to shechit. Elam ken yes shoyus b'yoyim lechem and a kazayis. The only if you have enough time to take off a kazayis of it after the shechita and roast it, barbecue it, and eat it. Rav Akiva, even less time. I feel like a Zayis Chai based to Vichasa. Even if you take off a piece of raw meat from the Makam Ashrita, which doesn't need it to be skinned, I take that off, I could, the halacha is, in that case, that Zayis Chai, that there's enough time to eat that, then you let us shech the whole animal. And the machlokes of Rav Akiva and Tanakam is that called Derech Achila to eat something Chai? According to Tanakam, he says, no, it's not Derech Achila, so you can't shech for that. Rav Akiva says, no, that it's mutter to shech even. It's muhtar to shech this kazayis, even the only time to eat a kazayis chai. That's the halacha in our Mishnah. That's the halacha in our Mishnah. And Moshe Ben Aruch, in Tov Tzadeches, Sivav, says like this: Vehim v'sekenes yorshem atamus who akal kvar ve'in tzarach lezeh also l'shchayt shachtai elam kain yeshoyz b'yom yalechem and a kazayit tzliim boi joy like a tanakama. Ukeshiyas shoyz b'yom shachta, it goes by to the halachas. That's how you pass the tanakama. Zok to mishnah b'ayta shachta v'soda. This is tam. He shechted in the field in the case we needed all the meat. Let's say not talking about musukenes. Shachta v'soda. Lo yivyena moit to moita. Don't bring it into the city on these poles because it's a vizayin of yantiv. Al maybe yodei avaravam. You can bring it in one. You can dismember it and bring one limb at a time. Bring it inside. That's fine because that's not such a afshemilsa. It's not such a zilzal yantiv. But to bring it in with a whole these poles, that's zilzal yantiv. So even if you do a shechita beheter, don't do zilzal yantiv. So the Gemara writes, "Omer Rav Abba, hefshiv v'netuach ba'ila." We know that there's a mitzvah when you bring carbon oil to skin the animal and then cut it up into pieces for your makavit. And Rav Abba says like this: "Wooden lekatzavim." There's a halach also that a butcher should do that also. A kan lom derech eretz lo yoch oda basar kain hefshiv v'netuach. You hear me derech eretz? A person should not eat basar before he does hefshiv v'netuach, before he skins the animal and cuts up the animal. So my Gemara asks, "What's the chiddush of this?" Memra of Rami by Abba, they says lema derech eretz shlo yecha adam, and the shaila is like this, like Rashi explains: is it a bar derech eretz or is it an iser? Maybe the halacha is you're not allowed to eat the meat until you skin it. Why? Because until you skin it and cut it off, you don't see if there's any treifas inside. Maybe you have to cut up every piece of meat and make sure there's no treifa before you eat it. Or it's time derech eretz, don't eat meat with skin on it. So let's see the Gemara. Mike Mashmon, ilim lafukim Rav Huna. Maybe it's coming to Agar Rav Huna. Don't Rav Huna. Huna said. Behema b'chayeh b'cheskes isser medes. Behema while it's alive is b'cheskes isser because even menachai is not shechted. Atu yevod laban eshchta. Until you know for sure it's a good shechita, the halacha is it's b'cheskes isser. Therefore, if it's a suffix shechita, it's aser. Why? Usually when you have a suffix, you go aser chazaka. Chazaka is that's even menachai, that's aser to eat. So until you know for sure it's a good shechita, it's b'cheskes isser. Nishchita, once it gets shechted, it's a good shechita, a kosher shechita. B'cheskes heta imedes, it's b'cheskes heta actually avod lach ma'adet tefo. Until you know what it became treifa from. So Gemara is saying that this Rami Ba'aba is not like Rav Huna. Huna says once it's shechted, it's good to go. You don't have a chuyiv to check anymore. Unless you know that there's a treifa. And Mashaikin here was saying you have to cut it up. You have to cut it up and check. And maybe Rav Huna is saying no, you have to cut it up and check if it's treifa. It's not like Rav Huna. That's what the Gemara is clarifying now. That's what it means. Maybe it wasn't proposing. It means like this. Rav Abba saying is you have to cut up the animal in order to make sure there's no treifa. Now, just as an aside, these days we also check the treifas, but that's only on the lungs where there's a big chance of the treifas. Therefore, you have to check it. But here we're talking about like checking the legs and other parts that there's not usually a treifa. So there. We say you go bust the cheskes heta, you don't have to check it at all. Fear of Huna, and it sounds like from Rambam Abba, you say no, you do have to check it. So, afraid the Gemara Kasha, how can you say that our Mishnah, or not that our Mishnah, how can you say Rambam Abba is coming to teach us, not like Rav Huna, but our Mishnah is like Rav Huna? Our Mishnah is a right to Rav Huna. Why? It's not. Rav Kiva, I feel like a Zayis Chaim based on Chasa. Even if you have enough time, only a few minutes after the Shechita, before Yontav is over, I'm allowed to shecht it and eat. If I have enough time to eat a kazayis raw, a raw piece of meat, it's fine. He didn't do any hefshiv v'netuach. My love is tlichasa. Mamish, you can eat mamish from the neck. You can eat before hefshiv v'netuach, before you skin the animal, before you cut it up. I'm allowed to eat from it. You see, like Rav Huna. Where's Allah? It's not a raya. Because maybe what it means, mebeis tlichasa, means it means you're allowed to eat, like from the stomach. Just the way of saying is, if you have enough time to eat some part of the meat, but even raw, then it's good. And why is it lashon makom tefichah? So it means even from the stomach. The stomach is a place where it cuts up the food, where the behemoth chews up the food. So he's saying is, it means from the place where it chews up its food. You have to know exactly why he picked that basar, not a different part. You look at some sefer pshat, whatever the pshat is, but that's more as daicha. So, for example, no, you can't say that. Why? But Tani Rav Chiya Makos Kosa Mamish, let it actually eat from the neck before they did the skinning and cutting up. So you see, it's a riot to Rav Huna. It means Klara Mishnah like Rav Huna that you don't have to cut up an animal all the way before you want to eat from it. You could eat from it. So what's Rami Ba'aba teaching us? The Derech Eretz, they're supposed to wait until after Hefshav Tuach Tidet. What's that teaching us? Not an Issa. We pass him like Rav Huna, so we can't say not like Rav Huna. Ella Rami Ba'aba, where comes that? Rami Ba'aba teaching us the Derech Eretz. Oyerach Ara, Kamash 1, teaching us Derech Eretz. A person should not eat a garlic and a batzel miroisha, which means before you take off the green leaves around it, you shouldn't bite into it. Because if a guy bites into it right away like that, it means he's ravenous, he's gluttonous, he's starving. Don't eat, eat b'darach eretz. Elam ha'alav, you first take off the leaves around it, then you eat it. If you eat it like that, there is a rav son. Consider like a ravenous person, a gluttonous person. Kiyotze boy, similar idea. Don't drink your cup of wine in one gulp. If you drink it, there is a gargaron. You're called someone who's a ravenous person. One more bright, the same idea. There's a gargaron. Someone drinks his cup in one gulp. He's called a gargaron. It's called like a starving, ravenous person. And that's not derech eretz. Shnayim, two gulps, derech eretz, that's normal. Shloisha, it's slowly, three gulps. That's vegasei haruach. That already is a bal gaiva. Akaponim, you see a lot from the way someone eats, what it means. But akaponim, it's not because of iser treifa. It's only because of derech eretz that you have to do hefshek v'netuach first.